Item number 11, public hearing, marine improvement fund expenditures. Alicia, how are you?
We have two proposals currently for the Marine Fishing Improvement Fund. Our preliminary estimate for the remaining funds available for projects in that fund is around $100,000. And note that that estimate is from licenses that were sold in 2012. We've not taken into account any commercial licenses sold in 2013 into that estimate. This also includes over $40,000 in funds that were returned from the previous Calnose Ray product development project from the Marine Products Board. For the two projects that we have currently, the first is a proposal to continue to develop that market for Calnose Ray from the Marine Products Board, totaling $55,900. The other proposal is a new proposal from Bob Fisher of the Virginia Institute of Marine Science, and that is to determine Calnose Ray movement after mating in the Chesapeake Bay. Both of these projects, which total $82,023, were provided to our Commercial Fishing Advisory Board. Five of those board members commented back to us. Three were in complete agreement with both projects. Two were in agreement with the Marine Products Board proposal, but did not feel like the proposal for Calnose Ray movement was a good expenditure of funds at this time. Staff feels that despite the mixed approval from CFAB, that understanding the movement patterns of male Calnose Rays at this time would be very valuable to fisheries management, particularly on a species like Calnose Ray that's slow maturing and susceptible to overfishing. Both the applicants are present this afternoon to answer any of your questions about the project. Staff recommends approval of funding of both expenditures to the Marine Fishing Improvement Fund, totaling $82,023.
Thank you. Any questions? Mr. Fox.
If we know which way they go after they mate, does that allow us to go catch more of them? Is that the objective of the...
You want to hear from the...
Why would we do this?
Mr. Fisher is here. If you want to come on up. Mr. Fisher is the applicant.
Yes. Good afternoon. The question was...
Could you say your full name?
My name is Robert Fisher with the Virginia Institute of Marine Science. The question is, sir...
If we do the study and learn where they go after they mate, what do we do with that information?
Okay.
Do we go ahead and catch them after when they go off after they mate, or what's our objective?
Yes, sir, that's a potential. What the situation is now, the total population of the Calnose Ray that enter the Chesapeake Bay that interact with our commercial fishers, when they come in May, they're only summer residents. They're in May and then out at the end of September. When they come in May, they're in mixed sexes. Both the males and females school together. And they maintain that relationship until mating, which is in the end of June, beginning of July. Once mating is over, the males go somewhere else. The females stay in the shoal areas, and those are the ones that are continually impacted with our commercial gear. After mating, 90-plus percent of all rays landed are females. And so the situation is we don't know where the males go. And what makes this important part of their life history that we have to understand is that the Calnose Ray is a K species, meaning that it's late at maturity. They don't mature until they're 7-8 years old. The females only give one pup per female per year, and their gestation period is 11 and a half months. So it's a flattened shark. So all the characteristics of a shark species, cartilaginous fish, are the same with this species. So if or when a fishery is established here, there's going to be strict guidelines on harvesting of the Calnose Ray while it's in our areas that we can catch them. And it is likely at some point, not knowing when, that it may turn into a male-only fishery for a certain period of time during their resident period. If you can imagine that at any time while the rays are in the bay, if you harvest a female, you're not just taking that one Calnose Ray out of the water, you're taking it the next year's recruit. So for every female you land, you're actually taking two out of the population. So at that, just like other species with similar life histories, we start to look at targeting only the males. So when the males leave after mating, we have no history or no knowledge of where they actually go. If they go in the deeper parts of the bay, or do they actually leave the bay? We do not have any catch records to indicate where they go. If we can figure out where they go, then we can target them after the mating period, which would be more ecologically sound.
Okay.
Okay. Any other questions? All right. Thank you, Bob. Is there any public comment on either of these proposals? Seeing none, what's the pleasure of the commission? Yes, sir. Mr. Palmer.
I could see a need for the $55,900 to continue to market Calano's raise. We've invested a considerable amount of money in that already, and we might as well just continue with the investment. It doesn't seem to be a loss. I think there's potential in the future for us to make some money off of that, or at least the fishermen too. But right now, with the way money is and looking at possible sequestration and how we might be losing federal money, I would recommend that we do not endorse the $26,123 for the tagging program at this time.
Is that a motion?
That is a motion, sir.
There's a motion. Is there a second to the motion?
Second.
Seconded by Mr. Sessoms. Comments on the motion? Mr. Robin.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With respect to the state of the resources in that fund and other competing projects, can we get a sense of whether there were other projects in the pipeline or other pressing needs that would be relevant to those specific funds that are being allocated?
I address that to some degree, and perhaps Alicia can add to it. As I understand this, we are using 2012 money here that was left over. One thing we learned from the General Assembly as part of the budget that was just adopted up there last weekend, we had a request in to provide the agency with general funds that would replace anticipated loss of federal funds. That we anticipate losing as a result of certain federal funds being totally eliminated or being affected by sequestration, which is still a big unknown. We were not successful in getting that funding. That potentially affects us being able to provide salary for four positions in the agency, two fishery positions, and two law enforcement positions. And we just had a lengthy discussion about how important law enforcement positions are, and I can tell you the fishery positions are equally important. As a result of not getting those general funds appropriated, it will likely fall to this fund, this commercial license fund, to cover the salaries of those folks, or at least the two fishery folks, to keep them. But that will not be an issue until this year, 2013, funding that's available this year. So I sort of look at the 2012 leftover funds as still available for projects like this. But I would say this to all future applicants that given what has happened in the General Assembly, the likelihood that the Commission will have funds in the future, mm-hmm. starting next year for projects like this, including Project A, are going to be very limited. But I think we can cover it this year. You want to add anything to that? Have I missed anything?
That is correct. That the estimate of $100,000 is strictly from 2012 license funds. We haven't estimated any of the 2013 license funds in the past. And we also do not have any other proposals that have been submitted to us.
Thank you. We have a motion. Mr. Robbins.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. In light of that clarification about the disposition of the 2012 funds, noting that they are available for these projects, as Bob Fisher points out, right now there's no understanding of what happens with the male component of the population, and if we were to develop a fishery management plan in the future for that, that would be important to have. I would suggest that we consider funding both. So I guess I would offer a substitute motion to fund both projects.
Is there a second to the substitute motion?
I'll second.
Second by Mr. Fox. Discussion on the substitute? Mr. Tank.
Well, my point would be, only point would be to reiterate, if the money's there and we've already allocated and there are no other competing causes or issues, we should go ahead and spend this money with regard to the Kaunas Rea.
Okay. Any other comments? Ready to vote on the substitute? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no?
Opposed.
Okay, the substitute becomes the main motion. Is there any objection to the main motion to fund both projects? Hearing none, if both approved, then. Thank you.